Hello, everybody. It is a Thursday. That means only one thing. It's time now for the best in paranormal podcasting. This is Darkness Radio. I'm your host, Tim Dennis. Got an excellent show today, folks. And we got a topic that I know all of you have been clamoring for. And I've got a guest that I know you all are going to love and have looked forward to for quite some time returning to Darkness Radio. I've got this book that I sat down with over the weekend and I absolutely enjoyed. I loved, I absorbed. In fact, I read it twice. That's how much I loved it. I'm going to show you right now what I have right here in my grubby little paws. If you're watching on video, Patty Negri's brand new book, Dollcraft. It's right here. A Witch's Guide to Puppet Magic and Haunted Dolls. Haunted dolls is such a hot topic right now, especially since I believe Patty's cohort in crime, Elton Casty, has been one of the people who purchased the Warren House. So we'll talk a little bit about that here as we get going. And Patty has had some experience with Annabelle. So we may talk a little bit about that as well here as we get into things. But let me introduce Patty and we'll get into it here. Patty Negri is a psychic medium and good witch and is best known for her recurring role on the Travel Channel and Discovery Plus's Ghost Adventures and the hit YouTube series TFIL Overnight with Elton Casty, the aforementioned. She is the international best-selling author of Old World Magic for the Modern World, Tips, Tricks, and Techniques to Balance and Power and Create a Life You Love. Patty has appeared on numerous shows, including Portals to Hell, MasterChef, and Wipeout, and America's Got Talent, as well as popular YouTube channels like Lily Singh, Lore DIY, Good Mythical Morning, and Awesomeness TV. She's been featured on magazine covers, contributed to over 20 books, and conducted seances for film, TV, and radio, and working with stars like Emma Stone, Josh Voight, Josh Duhamel, Chevy Chase, and Gregory Hines. I don't know why she's here. but we'll give her the benefit of the doubt. Every once in a while, you got a slum, right? She hosts the award-winning podcast, The Witching Hour, and co-hosts The Witches Movie Coven. Patty's also a founding partner and vice president of Paraflix.com, as well as headmistress and founding partner of UniversityMagicus.com. We'll have links to those as well. And an online school for spirituality and mysticism is UniversityMagicus.com. So we want you to check that out as well. Here's the book right here, folks. It's a wonderful one. Dollcraft, A Witch's Guide to Puppet Magic and Haunted Dolls. That's what we're going to talk about today. Let's welcome in Patty Negri. Hi, Patty.
Hey, Tim. Thank you so much for having me back. I'm thrilled to be here. Thank you.
We're so glad you came back. I know you have so many irons in the fire and so much stuff going on, but I wanted to get you on to talk about this book. Man, you know, Haunted Dolls, such a hot topic right now.
It is such a hot topic. And I just figured that, dolls have always been a popular, they've been in history and every culture from the beginning of time, both, of course, the haunted dolls now, thank you, Hollywood, the movies, mm-hmm. like, you know, the Conjuring series and Annabelle and Peggy, all between movies and television. I hardly know anybody in our world that doesn't have a haunted doll now or want one.
Right.
And there is kind of some proper acquisition, care, and feeding to one. So I figured if anybody should do a book, it should be me. So
right,
that's me. So
right. Right.
I've been a doll collector since I was in my mother's womb.
Well, and You have some haunted dolls yourself. We'll talk about that here.
I do. Hanging out right behind me for anybody on video right there.
Right, yes. Behind. And I guess it's fair to say here, Patty, that there shouldn't be... I think there's a stigma of fear, right? When you say the words haunted doll. And there shouldn't be, correct?
There shouldn't be. I mean, I would not say bring Annabelle to your house. No.
Okay.
Yeah. You should not have Annabelle in your house. But that's why I did the book. You want to high vibration haunted doll. I don't like good and bad and evil and good, though we use them all. Mm-hmm. But believe me, a positive energy haunted doll will be just as spooky. You'll hear the footsteps. They'll move around all by themselves. But they won't drain your energy and make you sick. A negative, low vibration haunted doll will drain your energy, make you sick, cause arguing, nothing that's fun. When a positive haunted doll can do all the fun things you want, literally a new family member. And so I just figured that It's time to do it because you don't want a negative haunted doll. And there's ways to make sure you have positive, to get rid of the negative energy out, to even call in a spirit if you have a favorite doll. And I also wanted to have not get ripped off because of the popularity. Now, all of a sudden, not saying not, that there's no real haunted dolls on eBay or anything, but really do your research. Because they might have just picked it up at the thrift store, which is a great place to get haunted dolls on right. your own. And, you know, quadrupled the price by 10, created a really great story about it. And you're going, I don't know. So really check out your sources.
You know, until I read Dollcraft, I really thought getting a haunted doll was a lot like getting a bag of oranges at the grocery store. Like, you're going to get some bad ones, you're going to get some good ones. It's just kind of a crapshoot, right? But it wasn't until I sat down and read your book that I didn't know that you could funnel those energies in, you could sift, you could cut the energies off, and you could reset your doll. I didn't know it was like a PC.
That's because I'm a witch. That's why I even use the word witch. Part of me says I shouldn't have said a witch's guide. It should have been anybody's guide,
right?
Because it's really not, but it is what it is. That's the witch in me. We control energy. I believe firmly this is our realm of existence. The other world, ghosts, spirits, elementals, really do have to play by our rules in our world. Like, even when I got Peggy, the girl in the back in the mm-hmm. burgundy, mm-hmm. She, I would not let the sun set with the negative energy that was in her. A girl had seen me do a seance with Peggy the doll. Peggy is a very haunted, not quite as spooky as Annabelle, but close. She's literally given two people heart attacks, documented 80 people getting sick, just looking at a picture or video of her without even being in her presence. Mm. And years ago, it wasn't Ghost Adventures. It was a spinoff, Deadly Possessions. Zach called, he wanted to meet this Peggy doll. And so he flew in the girl who then owned her and one girl, a young woman who had been given a heart attack by her, and then me to do a seance. And then this girl had seen me do a seance and cut cords and figured if I could handle Peggy the doll, I could handle Belle. So she asked my permission to send her, and she sent her. And the doll had so much power that I'd never even done a Facebook Live, but I decided I would do a Facebook Live. For some reason, the doll made me. And 50,000 people watched me unbox that doll. I don't have that many followers. Not that would watch me open a doll. It was the doll. And I'm like, what is this? And I opened it up and it was so much negativity. And again, I don't want to get sick. I don't want my dog or my cat or my husband to get sick or argument or fight or bring in. So I would not let the sun set. Because I knew there was a good spirit in there. Trust that gut of yours. Trust that intuition. So I banished the bad spirit. And she sat there for a while. She still really drained your energy. So I kept a little packet of rue in her hand to not, you know, drain everybody's energy while she adjusted to it. And this beautiful little girl's spirit came out. And now she's a welcome member of the family. You can tell by your dogs and cats and children. They know to attract to something good or push away from something bad. I had one that spirit in my house that it was fine for 2 years. And then it took on this negative spirit. So I literally called Zach Bagans. I go, too dark for me. Do you want it? It's in his museum now, acting up on a regular basis.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, okay. So let's talk about that doll. Cause I think we have that doll in common, in that that doll swears at you and swears at me. I've been out to the museum as well.
Peggy.
Yeah, Peggy.
Does she swear at you too?
Oh, she hates me. Yeah.
She's passion.
Bad.
Yeah. And, you walk in and because they, you know, they do all the theatrics. Like, you only go in this room if you want to say hi to Peggy, as you should say hi to any spirit you're working with,
right,
whether on investigation or a seance or whatever. It's like, hi, Peggy. You look so pretty today. And it's like, in her little spirit body. Thank you. Okay. Bye-bye.
I didn't mean to interrupt, but she hated me so much that the employee said she was upset for the entire evening. Like, she swore up a storm and kept swearing until they closed.
Wow. She's a smart little dark spirit. Yeah. So she recognized you. She knew you.
Yeah.
That's brilliant, though.
Knew me and didn't like me, so I was like, okay, well, I don't have anything against you.
You look pretty. That's what I think.
Yeah.
Well, she looks pretty. Which is really goofy that I think Zach is great with all his haunted objects. He respects, he loves, and I think respect is the number one. You get in trouble with things, you know, but anytime I've had really bad things happen, it's because somebody got disrespectful.
Right.
So he does respect. But I think one thing wrong with Peggy is they have a cross on her for protection.
Oh.
I think she's Jewish.
Really? Oh, that would be a good start to getting her mad, wouldn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just like, yeah. So yeah. I think I told him once a long time ago, but he probably didn't listen. but yeah, he's like, okay, this is not mine.
Yeah, yeah.
And you have to, again, that's part of, like, in the book, take into consideration the spirit you're calling in.
Yeah.
You know, unless you get to the puppet half of my book, and then it's you're creating the spirit. You're creating a fetish, a servitor, whatever. Mm-hmm. But in adults, you're calling in an already spirit.
We're going to talk about puppets in the second half of the program here, because I when I read that, I got an idea. I'm going to tell you about that idea in the second half of the program here, because poppets are very, very interesting. I was a little alarmed that I stirred her up that much. And I have a feeling that maybe she gets, and here I thought maybe she got stirred up that easily, but the employees over there at the museum are like, no, she doesn't get stirred up that easy. She just didn't
amazing.
Like you.
I think she's like super intuitive. She knows, oh, this is somebody, he's on podcasts. He's well known.
I don't know. I didn't mean to. I came in very respectful and very nice, but she just didn't like me. Let's talk a little bit about your cohort and friend Elton and the fact that he recently purchased the Warren estate. And
yes.
And with that, Annabelle, you had an experience with Annabelle that evidently did not end well.
No, I mean, I've had many. I've been almost touring with her. Like this week,
okay.
I was with her in, was it Rock Island, Illinois? No, this week I was, I don't know where I am ever in this time of year. This week, where was I? I was in Kentucky at a Scarefest. So she was there. Last week, I was in Illinois at Rock Island. And so I've been touring with her since like January, since she started the tour and ended the tour. But yeah, I was, you know, at these conventions, we have our books and things. And the only thing that separated all those Warren, Annabelle and all those Warren things was a little thin curtain, you know, like you have at conventions.
Yeah.
And the energy coming out was like ah, I'm like, oh my God, nobody's even going to come talk to me because it's so shrouded with this. Ugh. So I did warding. And then I got so warded. We danced together later that night when the cocktail party was in the Warren Museum. It was funny, but I'm thrilled that Elton and Matt Rife, mm-hmm. everybody, it cracked me up because when you see on like TMZ or the big media that Matt Rife, why does some comedian buy her? They don't know who Elton is enough yet.
Yeah, yeah.
But I'm like, no, he is a seasoned, committed paranormal investigator. I have been working with Matt and Elton together for years. I didn't know he was going to be the world's most famous comedian. I just knew when we worked together, he was the funniest investigator I had ever met. We'd be somewhere really dark and scary, like the Cecil Hotel.
Yeah.
Crazy, dark, and scary, working with Matt, and I'm rolling on the floor laughing because he's so damn bad. But I mean, Elton is the first quote in my book. They read the book. They know she is in good hands. Everything with the estate is in good hands, as is the house. But people just didn't know. They just know him as the comedian that he is. But he is a seasoned, really good investigator.
Let me ask you this question, Patty, because it comes up a couple times in the book, especially with Annabelle, keeping a haunted doll in a curio case and behind glass. What is it about glass that keeps the most evil doll at bay?
I don't know. Isn't that weird?
Yeah.
Glass, one thing, again, I guess air is not going to get through. A lot is transmitted through air. Again, with us, it's our life force. It's our pneuma. It's our prana. And so that's not connecting it with it. I don't know that it's the perfect thing, but it seems to work. Everybody use your little bit of salt or your cascarilla, your eggshell powder, and amazingly it worked. Part of it is probably intent because you decide it works. I'm a big believer in our belief system is our reality. And then maybe because glass is kind of magic in itself, isn't it? It's like I don't even know how they make it now, but glass was made from the lightning strike onto sand and it creates a whole different thing. There's mysticism behind it and magic behind it.
Right.
So I don't know any scientific reasons, but it seems to work.
Yeah. Yeah. It's strange because, you know, it seems like the hardest skeptic goes, oh, come on, glass keeps this thing, you know, from hurting others, but it seems to work.
Yeah. A lot of things have glass around them in his museum, like the Dybbuk box and stuff like that. I think he took the glass off Ed Gein's cauldron. I'm not sure that was a good idea.
Yeah. After the Monster series came out, didn't he bring it out?
I think so. Yeah. I think he did.
Yeah.
And again, that place, that is crazy. I mean, when I did this thing with Lady Snake, she really did want to kill me. Not her, the woman, the witch I liked and respected, but she was channeling Ed Gein and he wanted to kill me with her shovel in her hand.
No,
but it wasn't protected by glass.
You know, I don't know if you've seen the entire Monster series or not, but
I haven't yet.
Okay.
I will.
Okay.
After the season.
I don't want to spoil anything for you, but they do. Charlie Hunnam really does kind of humanize Ed Gein, maybe a little too much. So that doesn't shock me that what you say is, you know, he really wanted to kill me. I'm watching it at the end going, this doesn't feel right. I mean, the vibe doesn't feel right because they really do soften him at the end of it. Yeah.
That's interesting.
Yeah. So,
I mean, they say all those, you know, serial killers have this charming, personable side. Almost all of them. So I guess that's how you lure the women into your van or whatever it is that the various killers have. That's a world I don't understand, but it intrigues us all.
I think once you watch it, I think you'll be shocked. The interaction you've had psychically compared to the way that they soften him at the end, I think you'll go, that does not feel right.
That does not fit.
No, does not feel right. Not at all.
Hollywood, you know.
Let me ask you briefly about your interaction with Robert the Doll and what that was like.
Well, Robert, I have his rum. It's spiced rum.
Oh.
I have a doll. It's one of the replica dolls that spent the night with him. But I have not been. One of my dear friends, David, is one of the doll tenders. But, you know, I think he's pretty spooky and dark, too. I have not live and in person spent time with the real Robert himself.
Okay.
But I mean, you could feel him. You could even feel him in my little replica doll, which jumps off my stairwell on a regular basis at my home here in Hollywood on the opposite side of the country of Florida.
Really?
He said, yeah, Robert's flying off the stairwell again.
Oh my God.
Not the cat, not the dog, Robert.
That's crazy. That's absolutely crazy. So let me ask you this, Patty. Now people at home may say, okay, so, and you warned this in the book that if you go to eBay looking for a haunted doll, maybe that's not the best way to do it, that maybe that's something you should maybe lay off. What's, in your opinion, the best way of going about, if I want a haunted doll, let's say I'm in the market and I want a haunted doll, should I
go to a thrift store or a antique store?
Okay.
Or I've been at these paranormal conventions. Those people, again, not a doll that's made to look haunted doesn't mean it's haunted. Right now, the popularity of having spooky dark eyes and stuff that might help lead in a doll. It might not a spirit. It may not help lead in a spirit. But some of those people are real paranormal people, and they're going to maybe be a little more honest than somebody on eBay who just saw a trend to go with it. Again, if one buyer is there and they've had 709 haunted dolls of a similarity and they all have this big fantastic stories, Maybe they or ChatGPT wrote some fantastic stories and they picked it up. There is some real ones. I know people have gotten real ones, but check reviews always, no matter where you get, check reviews. People going, I didn't feel it, or I did feel it. Mm-hmm. But go to a thrift store, go to an antique store, trust your gut. My whole thing in life is that we have this beautiful intuition that's got knocked out of us with all of our logical, left brain, complete focus, Western, non-mystical world. Let that open up again and see where you're drawn in that little bin of weird dolls at the Goodwill, and see what you're drawn to. Hold on to it. You know, just kind of whisper into it. Might there be a spirit? You're going to pay a fraction of the cost.
Yeah.
And then you're going to feel what feels good to you. That is where I've got my best ones. One of mine back here, you can't really see her. I call her Salem because I got her in Salem.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And I'm like, I need no more dolls. I'm on a doll moratorium. I have no more room for dolls. Oh, and I'm like, and I couldn't even really tell she's haunted. I just knew I had to get her. I just had to get her. And then, of course, you get her home and okay, here's this beautiful spirit coming out that just wanted to move to Hollywood, I guess. So, but trust it. Even the same thing if you are doing eBay or whatever. And again, the one thing I do about these conventions, which are everywhere now, is those people are more into the paranormal world than maybe somebody on eBay who's just jumping on a bandwagon. And again, feel wherever you are, feel out the doll, whether it's visual, online, or holding it, going, does this feel like it wants to come home with me? Ask it in your head. You may not get a literal answer, or you may, or just like, yeah, I want it to come home. And trust your gut. Trust your gut before you overthink it with everything.
When Debbie and Mark Constantino were with us, they would take and create a disc of EVP from that particular doll. Is that a help or a hindrance when you're purchasing a doll?
If that's something that you do it. I mean, if you want to walk into that Goodwill or thrift store with your K2 meter and your spirit box, go for it. You know, mm-hmm. They'll be intrigued. Talk to people, ask people if, you know, feel them out first, the salesperson at the thing, like, hey, these dolls, have any of you ever had a haunted one? You know, some people were like, no, get out of here. You're of the devil. But some people will go, yeah, this doll, people pick it up and put it down and we don't know why, or it moves around. It falls off the shelf all the time.
Okay. Excellent. Excellent.
I'm getting into this weird light. Okay. I'm backing up.
Okay. Now, one of the things you suggest, which is I thought was very interesting, is when you get comfortable with your doll and you get your doll home and things are settled down and you get kind of used to your spirit in that doll, is to set up something you called a haunted tea party or a can you explain what this is?
Okay. Well, I'm just like, again, if every like you said, they're crazy popular. Everybody wants one or has one. Mm-hmm. And everybody likes gatherings of their friends. So why not have a haunted tea party? I am actually doing one next month. Excuse me for a second. Don't mm-hmm. stop me. I am doing a haunted tea party at the Lizzie Borden house.
Nice.
It's going to be a haunted tea party. I'm working, I think, with US Ghost Adventures, a tour group. I can't wait. But yeah, they like it. They are real spirits. They are living spirits. Again, and hopefully you called in a pleasant one who wants to live with you. Again, don't force anything. Belle is very excited about her first plane trip with me because she's going to go on some of these upcoming. Usually I take my littlest dolls, not my big doll, but mm-hmm. it is what it is. I go into weird things like, How to if you actually need to have a funeral for a doll for some reason, if you're led to do it, they're spirits. So, and you're bringing like a new family member, and there is much, not work, but there is much responsibility and sometimes work as your dog, your cat.
Yeah. Now let me go back to the tea party. As you're putting together the tea party, is this a thing where you're getting together with other people that have these dolls and yeah. you're actually having the physical party where these spirits can interact?
Yes, with tea.
Really?
So yes, because it just like in any haunted objects, just what I'm sure that anybody who has haunted museums know that some are going to get along and some not get along. Mm-hmm. But again, if the happier your spirit in your doll is, the happier they will be in your home, the happier they will be with you, the more joy they will bring you. Remember, they're going to affect your mood. And again, why is you really need to sit somebody in a glass case all the time and not give them attention? Really? Yeah. Give them a party. Give them a party. Everybody wants a party.
Right on. You did mention having a funeral for a doll. Is that in the case of maybe if things particularly go wrong with a doll, or when would you have a funeral for a doll?
Well, I think it would be really rare, but that you have to do it. If the spirit, I would not force a spirit ever to stay in a doll. Mm-hmm. And if the spirit really wanted to leave, and you have an empty doll and you're going, I want to retire this doll with the spirit that decided to, it wanted to move on, I would do a funeral. Again, now you could hold on to that vessel of a doll and call in another spirit if you are so inclined. Again, just like with the puppets, dolls have been used in magic. But again, it just adds to, remember, they are real spirits. They are not living as in living in our life, but they are real spirits. So it adds to that respect of things.
Before we go to break, I have this one question, which I think as I was reading, I had an interesting thought, and that's this. Do we have the tendency with a haunted doll to want to kind of infantilize, if that's a word, or you know what I mean? Do we have a tendency to make the doll something other than what the spirit is? Do you know what I mean? Turn it into our kid rather than not realize that, as you just eloquently put, that this is actually a human being that's inhabiting the vessel of a doll.
Right. It may be a 47-year-old man in a doll of a cute little girl doll going, oh, hell, what happened?
Yeah, right.
That's, again, trusting that intuition. This is really good psychic development for people anyway, having these. They're not all little girls. But again, if you're putting it in a vessel, that's why it's great there are more boy dolls now, because we're just naturally going to go, it's got little pigtails and little whatever, it must be a girl. But feel it out. And they're not all children. There are a lot of children. My philosophy behind that, my belief is, and why there's so many children on ghost hunts and stuff, little ones, I think if a spirit dies when it's an infant or even stillborn or even in utero or a miscarriage or an abortion, they show themselves as like toddlers or older. Because how do you show yourself as a fetus or whatever? Yeah. Yeah. So I think things that never even made it into real life very far as fruition are going to show themselves as something that could walk and talk and think and move.
Right. Yeah, I get it. All right. I tell you what, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk poppets.
Okay.
Because as you see on video, I happen to be wearing a Minnesota Vikings sweatshirt. So I had a little bit of a thought here. It's been a long time since the Vikings have been to the Super Bowl. So I was reading about poppets, and I thought, well, why haven't I done this sooner? So when we come back, we'll talk poppets and why I haven't used them in my own life. When we come back, it's an intriguing concept here, Patty. Patty Negri's book is right here, and folks, it's a good one. I encourage you to pick it up. We have a link in the description of our program. It's called Dollcraft, A Witch's Guide to Poppet Magic and Haunted Dolls. Get it while we're in break. We have a link in the description of this program. When we come back, we're talking poppet magic right here on the best in paranormal podcasting. This is Darkness Radio.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.
At Pluralsight, we don't just teach skills. We are building the tech workforce who deliver results fast, accelerated by top-tier content. Lead with confidence. Lead with expertise. Visit us at Pluralsight.com to tap in and learn more.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.
Big news! Wayfair's Black Friday sale is here! Right now, get up to 80% off everything you need for the season ahead. Save on kitchen and dining, bedroom furniture and mattresses, seasonal decor, and way more. All at Wayfair. These are Wayfair's best deals of the year. From seasonal finds to favorites you'll use all year long. Plus, enjoy fast and free shipping with delivery in time for the holidays. Save up to 80% off during Wayfair's Black Friday sale. Now at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Extra value meals are back. For just $5, get a savory and sweet sausage, egg, and cheese McGriddles, plus hash browns and a coffee. Only at McDonald's.
For limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. Prices may be higher in Hawaii, Alaska, and California, and for delivery.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.
To the best in paranormal podcasting. This is Darkness Radio. I'm your host, Tim Dennis, my guest and the author of this wonderful book right here that I'm holding in my hand, Dollcraft, A Witch's Guide to Puppet Magic and Haunted Dolls, is Patty Negri. And she, as a matter of fact, on the other side of that video there, has some puppets. We'll take a look at them here in just a second. We're going to talk puppet magic real quick. Now, okay, I'm going to set this up. As I'm reading the book, I am a frustrated Vikings fan of 55 years, a Minnesota Vikings fan. Now, 4 Super Bowls, no wins. And I'm sitting there as I'm reading the book. I read a passage in Patty's book that says, you know, you could use it for anything. You could, you know, they've used it for wars, to win wars. They've used it to, I don't know, help their favorite sports team. And I went, help their favorite sports team? And my eyes got really big. And I went, you mean you could put together a Poppet to put your favorite sports team over. And I went, wait a minute, I need to ask Patty about this. Let's bring Patty back into the program and say, Patty, do you mean I could make a Poppet to potentially bring the Vikings not only to the Super Bowl, but help them win it?
Yes, you can.
I can?
And believe me, people do. People do. And again, you've got to put your faith into it. You got to put your belief into it. A spell is only as good as that face you have behind it. But people have been working with Poppets forever. The reason I even did this book is, like, I'm a doll collector from birth. Mm-hmm. And having half of the book about Poppets and half the book about haunted dolls is I literally brought my witchy world together and magic and shaman world with my paranormal world together. And the one thing that brought them together is dolls. But these, especially Poppets and magical dolls, every culture, the Japanese culture, Celtic, every culture has been putting magic into dolls. And yes, so I would take your favorite sports team. Maybe you want to make it out of the team's colors. Maybe you want to put a little logo on it. This is me. Looks just like me, right?
Yeah.
Well, how you could tell it's me is that I'll have a little piece of my hair or saliva in it. And she's wearing the little necklace that I always have on, no matter what I have.
Oh,
and
yeah,
she has my name on it.
Look at that.
So if she keeps me healthy, she keeps me safe. And say, again, people so often mistake them for voodoo dolls and negative. No, you can make them whatever you want, but why make them negative when you can make them positive? Now, say if I bumped my head and I got a headache, I would stick a needle in the Poppet's head to make my headache go away. It's sympathetic magic. It helps you. Hmm. So you can get your sports team going to get them to kick and catch and do whatever you do in your sports team to do it. I did it not with a Poppet, but with dragon, a similar, you're creating a fetish. You're creating a living spirit out of something. That's what it is, the spirit of this. I did it with the LA Dodgers but we didn't have a Poppet. We did a dragon because I do dragon magic. That's in my other word, old world magic. But the Dodgers had, back several years, they had won like 20 games in a row. I'm making up the numbers. And then Sports Illustrated Magazine did a special on them and said, best team ever. They tanked. They lost like 20 games in a row. And sports people use the term superstitious, not magical or spiritual. They go, it's the curse. It's the Sports Illustrated curse. Somewhere along the line, a team or an athlete went bad. And once it happens twice, a curse is self-created.
Right.
So I was called in by the Dodgers, not anybody who would come talk to me. And we did my Lemon on Crossing spell, charged a little blue dragon, again, like a Poppet, just using a dragon. They won the playoffs, won the World Series. So it works. It was blue. So get one for your sports team. Put things in it. Like, again, you want to tag lock something. That means something can personalize it. Like if you're making it for a person, use a piece of their t-shirt or, their favorite this or their favorite that. Little pieces, like that's why everybody gets weird about fingernails and hair or saliva, because those are attachments to you. So easy to find for your sports team, not the hair of your favorite player, but, a logo, something, the color schemes. Get it into playing good. Get them to doing all those things you want.
Get
your team out there, my friend.
Did you make one of those blue dragons for Shohei Ohtani the other night? Because he had the performance of a lifetime. I mean,
the thing is with dragons, they have to be feeding them. You have to give them like your little water or something. Mm-hmm. Poppets, you just have to keep putting your energy into it.
Okay.
So it's up to the Dodgers now, whatever they're doing. So hopefully they are. Probably they are.
He had the performance of a lifetime in the NLDS. He had 3 home runs and he pitched 6 innings, and they're calling it the greatest performance of all time.
Magic. Magic. So get yourself sew. If you can't sew it, this one, I am about as artsy and craftsy as a drunken 6-year-old, a really drunken 6-year-old. This is making one, which I do often, out of a paper napkin. This is about as artsy, craftsy as I get, but it's powerful. Again, especially if you want to, I like keeping them. This one I've had for literal decades,
okay,
but sometimes you want to burn them up to the universe or bury them or put them in a moving river for prosperity and things. So you want them as organic and biodegradable as possible. You're putting some herbs in the head. You might put a little crystal in it for the heart, doing all sorts of things, but you don't have to be artsy craftsy. This a cheap old paper napkin.
Hmm.
And you can make it for winning, for health, for love, for joy, for money, for all those things that we need. So, yeah, get sewing, Tim.
I guess so, right? One of my favorites in the book, actually, you've got different food poppets. There was one that was made out of biscuits. It got me hungry.
Yeah, it is. And again, if you magic has been used in the kitchen forever. I teach a kitchen magic class. That's how I got on Master Chef. I don't know how to cook really, but Gordon Ramsay is afraid of ghosts, by the way, but about magical cooking, the intent you put into your food, spices like cinnamon and hot things are protection and passion, and everything has attributes. But if you put magic into a food or a poppet, that whether it, I had some food ones that aren't edible, but food ones that are, make yourself some gingerbread cookies and put health and abundance, and you eat them, you are literally putting that magic into your body. Yes.
Yeah, there's a bread one that you have in there that where you literally you eat it in order to bring that magic right back into you, which I thought was
absolutely
fascinating.
Yeah, right back into you. It's like life cycle in literal.
Yeah. Yeah. And the other one that I've found fascinating, I've had Charcot foot now for 10 years. And part of that is having to stave off wounds in the Charcot foot. You're constantly you're going through a cycle where you're constantly trying to heal. But you have a poppet for healing where you're constantly healing yourself, which I thought was
you should.
Very interesting.
Again, it is sympathetic magic. It will take on stuff for you and then you work with it. So, put that pain issues into the doll.
Yeah.
That's what it's there to represent.
Yeah. I thought that was incredibly fascinating as well, that you can put that energy of yourself into that doll and aid yourself, which I thought was really cool.
That's where you should always start.
Yeah. Now, the other thing I found fascinating as well was the fact that you can look out for others. So in other words, if I have a friend out there who, let's say, is struggling financially, if I want to put together something for abundance for them, can I do that on the sly, Patty? If I'm like, you know what, I want to send them abundance, but maybe I want to do it on the sly. Maybe I don't want to let them know. I know they're down and out, but they're prideful, right?
You can. I mean, there's everybody's going to have a different ethical belief system, and go with your ethics, your beliefs. If you think it's right. I think anything positive like that is okay. Grandma needs help with health. She's not even conscious, whatever. Somebody needs help with money. Make them maybe a green one or a gold one. What represents money to you? You know, shred, monopoly money. Put that inside of it. Get creative with yourself. So if you want to make one on the sly for your friend, I believe you can. But if you have your friend's permission to do it, it'll be that much more popular. That much more effective and popular, but effective, because I'm a big believer of that mind, body, spirit philosophy that 20,000 books are written about, self-help books, psychology books, magical books. Mind, we will never suppress our own belief system. That is true. If you don't believe your prophet's going to work, it's not going to. If you believe it's going to cure everything, it is. Mind, body, we have to take action, get off the couch and take action. Spirit, the spirit is the magic that makes it happen. That's the battery, actually. You can get it through lots of ways. You can get it through your faith, your beliefs, and go to church, go to temple. Prayer is like faith. You could do the new age stuff, visions, affirmations, vision boards, or spell working. Here is your poppet. Here is your thing. That is the spirit that makes it happen. If you tell your friend, go, okay, friend, I know you're having some issues. Is it okay if I make a magical little poppet for you? It'll help you with abundance. If you tell them that, if they're even a little bit open to it, now you put the thought into their head. They have a magical doll and it'll make it that much stronger. It'll work either way. Again, you believe it and they believe it. But if they are going, oh, wow, I have my friend Tim helping me to bring me magic, they're going to be that much more open to the abundance coming in. Mind, body, spirit is just basic psych. I think that magic and manifestation is one third psychology. It is one third the tools, the items, the herbs, the oils, the intent, the color, whatever you put into it, and then one third the spirit.
So I give my friend this poppet and say to him, okay, this is to help you out. This is abundance. How long does it last for? Like you said, you've had a poppet for over a decade. How long does it have an expiration date?
You can put in an expiration date, even with, you can make it forever and ever, or you can make it until you get on your feet, or you can make it, get us some money really quick, me now, again, put your faith into it. These are completely your creation. You are the God, I don't want to use that term God, but you are its creator. So it could be this forever, you're going to have good health or help you with your health, or this forever, you're going to get out of that poverty or belief system. Because again, as soon as you get out of the belief system is when you get out of the poverty. That's proven over and over again. This doll will help you take it out of it. And again, that's why if you do have their permission and you send it to them, or even if you go, I'm going to keep it for you, or maybe I'm going to burn it up for you and we'll watch the fire and the smoke go up into the universe if you don't want to keep a little doll. Mm-hmm. Again, no right or wrong way to do it, but you get to create.
Is it safe for someone, let's say I want to give somebody a poppet who's in a tough spot. Like, let's say they need help getting business off the ground, but they also need help with self-esteem. They have multiple issues. They have self-esteem issues. They have problems with confidence, but I put everything in there. I give them the proper stones and the herbs and everything they need in that poppet, and they've got there, right? They're rolling, they're on their way, and they go, you know what? Thank you. I've got everything I need now. I'm on my way. I'm doing well. What do I do with this thing? I think I don't need it anymore.
There is, you know, a suggested way. If it was some kind of a this, you literally take it apart. I would unstitch everything on this, properly dispose of it, environmentally correct, maybe put the herbs back into the world, stones, put it into nature, properly dispose of or get rid of any parts along the way. Okay. Again, or you could go, this is done, I'm going to bury it. Sometimes you're burying it to send it away like a corpse. Sometimes you're planting it. Sometimes you want to plant, because you can make these from seeds that are flowers, and you are planting that health, abundance, love. It's a really good one for love. So again, your intent is the reality you're putting into it. But if they don't need it anymore, they just take it apart, you know, or if that works for you, so I'm going to throw it away. Okay. I like a little more respect that you properly dispose of it. But again, your belief system is your truth.
Now, you're very careful to point out in the book that there's a difference between a love spell poppet and going out and wanting to procure somebody with a love spell poppet. When you put a love poppet out there, it's for a relationship to draw in the right person, not to target a person, correct?
Yeah, because to me, that's been, and again, everybody's ethics difference, and there is 100 million of people like me who would do it on a specific person. I won't, because to me, not good or bad, and you go to heaven or hell, but you have to live in the world you create. If you want, say of somebody going, I want a love spell, I want the love of my life, I want Bob. Okay. We don't have Bob's permission. If we do have Bob's permission, you don't need the love spell. Bob, I want to do a love spell on you. Can I? You know, I don't need it. But I believe in the kind of basic oversimplification of what you put out is what you get back. We call it karma. We call it cause and effect. We call it action reaction. But if you put out, Bob is going to fall in love with me and we're going to be forever and ever, and it's not supposed to be Bob, you are going to be coming at me going, get rid of Bob. He is a stalker. He is obsessed with me. He won't stop calling me. He won't leave me alone. He doesn't even like me, and he doesn't even know why. You don't want to do it on Bob if it's not supposed to be Bob. If you go, bring me the love of my life, I want somebody who's funny and sexy and charming, and we have mutual respect and love for each other and greatness. And guess what? If it's supposed to be Bob, it'll work on Bob. But if it's supposed to be Fred down the street, it's going to work on Fred, and you're going to be really glad it didn't work on Bob. That is my personal and many, many people. That's why I use the word good witch for many people's belief system, because I do believe you have to live in the world you create. I don't want anybody to be able to control me, so I'm not going to control anybody. Same thing, like I don't do out hexes and curses. because you live in a world with hexes and curses exist. Oh, believe me, I will do defensive magic as needed, powerful and defensive, protect myself, my home, my family, whatever. But why put out curses? Because you live in that world. That people I know who do manipulative dark magic, I have no judgments there, but they're not as happy as I am.
Yeah.
Again, they start getting angry. They start getting dark. They start getting drained energy. They often start getting paranoid. Then they often start getting ill. I even, not to say this is why she did, but even just looking at my relationship with Lady Snake from Ghost Adventures, I'm sure she was younger than me and healthy. She's dead. I'm not saying because of that, but I'm going to live a long damn time. Again, we have cause and effect, action and reaction. She was a good witch, a good person, a mother. But when you're willing to do things that are so low vibration, it will affect you.
Right.
So, you know, I like being happy. So let's do love magic to bring you the love of your life. You will be the happiest. If it's supposed to work on Bob, it will. If not, you'll be glad it didn't.
Is there... There's that fine line, though, with I think sometimes, though, Patty, where people will say, well, and let's use the example of Bob again, where, you know what, though, Bob did love me at one time and Bob and I had this relationship. Maybe I can get him back. And they try it.
What I would do is a door opener and or communication spell. Look at what happened between you. I would do nothing to control Bob, but we could shine a light or a spotlight on Bob, or open up the opportunity that you have a conversation with Bob, or know that, have the understanding for you that you know why you broke up, and then it's curable. There's ways. There's, again, like I said, I believe you can get everything you want from positive. This is how you work it.
Okay, that's interesting. That's very interesting indeed.
But again, if there is a real reason that you broke up and to get Bob back, maybe it's just not supposed to be.
Right.
Move on.
Right.
So let's do a cord cutting so you could now fall for Fred.
You bring up cord cutting. That's something that was in the chapter of the haunted dolls. But let's talk a little bit about cord cutting here for a moment, because it's something that it can span over relationships too. It can span for many things. How essential do you find cord cutting, and how often do you find cord cutting comes into your life, business, et cetera, everyday life? How often do you find yourself using it even with clients?
Well, often, really, because we hold on to stuff. We hold, literally, cord cuttings, I see them literally as literal energetic cords. But even if you think of them as a belief system, perception about things, like, I always pick the wrong lover, that you've created a cord that you always pick the wrong lover, you're going to feed that and live into that because you believe that. So let's cut that cord that you believe that you always pick the wrong kind of relationship. That's literally, I'm avoiding weird light coming my window.
That's okay.
So that is a form, whether it's a symbolism has reality to it. So again, it works that mind, body, spirit. In witchcraft, I call that mind, body, spirit, creation, working, dispatch, creation. Oh, it's going to be a love spell. Oh, we should do it on Friday. That's the day of Venus. Oh, we should use rose petals, a love spell. Ooh, let's do a bath, bring in the water. Again, it's we're putting all these ingredients into it, just like cooking. But sometimes we're holding on to those cords or belief systems or limitations. Just get rid of them.
You know, It's funny how I think people don't realize the longer that we're together, even romantically or even friends, I think as friends, the longer we're together, the more energetically we're tied together. And
yes. And
it's harder to separate each other or separate from each other. And even if you've been in a close friendship for a long time and you have that dispute, maybe there's a real ick between you. You even need to cut cords there in order to have a break.
Because they just use energy and they hold you tethered to something. Mm-hmm. And we don't need that. And it's, you know, there's a million ways to do it. You could look that up in my book, in other places, but or make up your own way to do it. Just do it. It's not serving you if it's holding you back and influencing you in a not positive way.
Yeah. Yeah. And Patty has an absolutely wonderful example of cord cutting here in the book, which I encourage you to look up. So There's also the other thing, and I'll bring it up real quickly. You have an absolutely wonderful guide of different stones, crystals, and things that people can use, and herbs as well that people can use when they're putting together their poppets. But the stones and crystals I found were very interesting that people can use just in their everyday life. Do you suggest those to people, even if they're not putting together poppets, but maybe if they want to use them in their everyday life for
Because protection? They have attributes to them. They really do. It works whether you believe it or not. Rose quartz is going to bring in love. Clear quartz literally can be, they can be programmed by you. We put quartz in watches. Science puts quartz to help run watches. It's a real energy. Black stones are really good for protection and get rid of negativity. Jet, onyx, black tourmaline is my favorite. Black tourmaline, it both sucks in, gets rid of negativity, and can turn it into positivity. It's just like you go to the drugstore and this will take away a headache and this will take away stuffy nose and this will take away watery eyes. Crystal is nature's way of doing that. Crystals mm-hmm. have it. So yeah, we have it at our nature, God, universe, aliens, whatever terms you want to use, has given us everything, both in our own human body and on our planet. You need grounding. Yes, hug that tree. And if you can't go hug a tree, you're on the 35th floor of your office building, touch the wooden desk. This still has the spirit of that tree. Stones will help ground you and help open up minds, help you tap into spirit. And that's why I thought it would just be easy to have this list.
Yeah, it's incredibly informative. And I mean, you want to talk about it in this book right here, in Dollcraft, A Witch's Guide to Poppet Magic and Haunted Dolls. You do have everything at your fingertips, every herb you need, every stone and crystal you need, just as a guide for you, for everything you would potentially need in your everyday life.
I tried to make it really easily accessible stuff. I didn't try to make it, you need weird eye of newt found only in the deepest things of Africa that you get on a February on an even numbered year. Go grab the cinnamon from your kitchen, the basil from your kitchen, the rosemary from the bush out front. I wanted it as much as possible to be easy and affordable and accessible.
Yes, that's all very much accessible things that you can find very easily. Patty, I want to thank you so much for being with us today. And all of this is, like I said, the poppet's very easily made. There's nothing here that you can't make very easily and inexpensively. Yep. You've got the two there that you've made very easily and inexpensively. Drunken 6-year-old. There you go. Well, this drunken 55-year-old is going to try and get his team to the Super Bowl this year, I think.
Yes.
I'm going to try that. Yeah. And I'm going to encourage people to go out and get this book right here. It's by Llewellyn Press. It is Dollcraft, A Witch's Guide to Poppet Magic and Haunted Dolls. Patty Negri, I want to thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you, Tim. You're a great host. Thank you.
Oh, thank you so much. Folks, we're on the weekend. We're coming up on the weekend. Lots of good stuff out there for everyone to do. We've got Renaissance festivals out there. You've got your football games that are, you've got high school football games that are coming up. You've got the playoffs coming up. You've got church fairs and whatnot. You got a lot of things going on. I want to remind people to grab someone out there who is elderly or disabled. They want to get out there and enjoy these things too. Be a light in someone's darkness this weekend. Go out there and enjoy it with others. Go out there and help someone who can't get out there. Also, there's fall cleaning that needs to be done. Go out there and help someone in your community who needs that help, who's elderly or disabled. They'd greatly appreciate it. Be a light in someone's darkness this weekend. Message from your folks here at Darkness Radio. A reminder that iOS 26 is coming with your Apple products. With that, the Darkness Radio Apple app will be changing. Just be patient with us. We'll be updating that as well. If you're listening to the show and you're not watching it, it's the original Darkness Radio on YouTube. Go to YouTube and see the video there, or darknessradioshow.com. You can see both the video and listen to the audio at darknessradioshow.com. All right, we'll see you next week with all new shows. Again, I want to thank Patty Negri for being here. And one more time, the book is Dollcraft, A Witch's Guide to to puppet magic and haunted dolls. We'll see you next week, folks, for the best in paranormal podcasting. You've been watching and listening to Darkness Radio.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.
Big news! Wayfair's Black Friday sale is here! Right now, score up to 80% off everything home. These are our best deals of the year. Shop Wayfair's Black Friday sale now at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.
Big news! Wayfair's Black Friday sale is here! Right now, score up to 80% off everything home. These are our best deals of the year. Shop Wayfair's Black Friday sale now at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Big news! Wayfair's Black Friday sale is here! Right now, score up to 80% off everything home. These are our best deals of the year. Shop Wayfair's Black Friday sale now at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Big news! Wayfair's Black Friday sale is here! Right now, get up to 80% off everything you need for the season ahead. Save on kitchen and dining, bedroom furniture and mattresses, seasonal decor, and way more. All at Wayfair. These are Wayfair's best deals of the year. From seasonal finds to favorites you'll use all year long. Plus, enjoy fast and free shipping with delivery in time for the holidays. Save up to 80% off during Wayfair's Black Friday sale. Now at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.